Hello and welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. My name is Chris. I'm a husband, a father, and an entrepreneur.
My name's Melissa, and I am a wife, mother, former nurse turned real estate investor.
And we believe the greatest gift you can give your child is a last name that stands for something.
Your last name is your family's brand.
If you are a parent who wants to raise your child to know who they are, love who they are, and believe in who they are, this show is for you.
We promise to bring you real and authentic conversations with parents and experts who are committed to making their family their life's most important work.
This show will help you take a stand for your family and to raise your children by design, not default.
Hello and welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. If you're not watching, then you don't know that we are actually doing this podcast from our car.
Hopefully our audio doesn't sound terrible, but we are on date night, and we had this idea for a podcast episode that we thought we should record at a later time. But as luck would have it, there's a wait at the place we want to have dinner. And so I told Chris, this is meta because the topic we want to talk about is date night. So we are on date night, waiting for our table, recording a podcast episode about date night. So if you hear any like sirens, loud motors or whatever, we're just sitting in our car in a parking lot.
And part of the reason for this, we've talked about date night in lots of episodes, but we've never had a podcast episode dedicated specifically to the power of having date night, which kind of surprised both of us because of how much of a profound difference it made in the saving, I would say, of our marriage, in the rebuilding of our marriage, and then the role it still plays today in the continued strengthening of our marriage. And I would say it is the single... Next to deciding that we wanted to stay married and we wanted to fight for a marriage. So aside from that, the single most important, most impactful thing that we decided to do when I moved back in after we were separated, thinking about getting divorced, the most impactful thing we did was we committed to going on a date every single week. And I'm sure there's been weeks we've missed, and I can't think of any or many aside from us being out of town for a week that we haven't missed many weekly date nights in 15 years. And when we first started going on these dates, right after I moved back in, Melissa, they were brutal. Like we didn't feel like we had a lot in common. We weren't in a good place. Some of the dates felt really awkward. We felt like we had nothing to talk about. We felt like we didn't even know each other at that point.
Yeah. I remember being at dinner and looking at other couples who were like talking and smiling and interacting and being like, I wish that was me. I wish that was us because it just wasn't us.
And we just stuck with it, though.
Mm.
And I think without knowing it, we just kind of felt like, hey, this is important. We should go on these date nights. But I think what started happening is subconsciously, I think we were also starting to realize, well, we must be going on these for a reason. We must be going on these because maybe we do like each other. And it was a sign of commitment and we had to make sacrifices. But none of that was intentional at that point. But I think those started to make a difference. And we started eventually being like, okay, they're not awkward anymore. They're okay. Then we started actually looking forward to them. And just, yeah, it's just been a remarkable thing in our marriage. And I think part of what has us still continue to be committed to it is we know how easy it is to take each other for granted and how easy it is to kind of accidentally drift apart, like we talked about in other episodes. And so this is one of the things we can do to intentionally grow together is go on a date every single week, whether it's really sophisticated and planned out or it's spur of the moment, last minute. And there's some statistics here. It is from the nationalmarriageprojects.org. It says 83% of wives and 84% of husbands who had regular date nights were very happy in their marriages, compared to 68% of wives and 70% of husbands who did not have regular date nights.
Yeah. And to me, that's like a huge statistic that talks about the power of date night. And as we were driving to this date, we were saying, what is it like for us personally? What is it about date night that has been so profound other than, you know, we're spending intentional time together? Like, I guess maybe another way of saying it is like, what do date nights signal or what have they signaled for us in our marriage? And it's more than just, hey, let's go out on a date night. We started identifying a bunch of things that date night actually signals, to your marriage. And so maybe we'll just go through some of that. But for us, I think having date night signals this relationship, this marriage is a priority to me. you know, of all the things that I have going on and all the busyness, I value our time together. I prioritize you as my spouse, and I want to spend time with you. And we've taken turns. Daylights have looked different, you know, as time has gone on, but I think it's also, we've taken turns planning the date nights. And I feel like when we plan the date night, it's also signaling like, I really value you and I want to spend time with you. And I think that it just feels really good to have like this special time where Chris has made arrangements for us to have fun together or to go do something together, and vice versa. It's like, I really care about you and want to be with you.
I also think it's a sign of your commitment. Again, without having to say all the time, like, hey, I'm committed to you and you're committed to me. Not that that wouldn't be useful, but it's just a demonstration of your commitment. I'm committed enough to you and I'm committed enough to our marriage that I'm, you know, want to go on a date. And we've learned that we don't make date night conditional, meaning on weeks where we're having a rough week and maybe not connecting as well or getting along, it's not like on those weeks where we say, okay, well, we're not going on a date because we don't feel like it. Even when we don't feel like it, we go on dates. And I would say it's always worth it. Like, I can't think of many circumstances where I could find that it wouldn't be worth it to go on a date. And we meet a lot of couples who have great marriages, who are striving to be intentional, who will hear about our commitment to weekly date night and be like, wow, I want to get back to that. Or we're not super great at that. And again, it won't happen. It does require effort. It does require intentionality. It does require some sacrifices. It does require commitment. It does require, in my experience, blocking it out in your calendar. Just a little pro tip. What we found, the highest probability of having date night happen each week is if you have it happen on the same day, same time, with some predictability. You can go on date lunches, date breakfast, date night. We call it date night, but and we would recommend once a week. And I know that some of you are probably thinking, well, gosh, that's going to require some effort and some work. It's like, yeah, most everything that's really worthwhile requires effort and work.
I think another thing date night shows is that we are willing to invest time and often money into this relationship. I know when we've had times where we didn't have necessarily disposable income to spend on much of anything, but we were able to prioritize our date nights even in those moments. And date nights can be free. They don't have to cost any money. But I think it definitely shows an investment of time and or money that you're willing to make. And we were still on this high off of the couples retreat that we hosted with our friends Dan Martell and Renee Warren a couple of weekends ago. And you know, Dan says something about, if you like, show me your calendar and show me your bank account and I'll tell you where your priorities are. Yeah. Like, are you willing to fill your calendar up with time to, like, with your family or time with your spouse? Will your bank account reflect that as well, that investment? Or is it just empty words like, oh yeah, I prioritize my family, I prioritize my spouse. But then what are the actual records going to show? Are they actually showing that you're doing it? And I feel like date night is an easy way to really show, yes, I'm prioritizing in my calendar and with my bank account, this is important to me.
Yeah, there's two of the things that I thought about when you were talking, and I love that. Show me your bank account, show me your calendar, and I'll show you your priorities. One, language really matters. And so Melissa and I are really intentional about calling it date night. It's never like, hey, do you want to go grab some dinner? Or, hey, do you want to go to lunch with me? And sometimes we get in multiple dates in a week, right? We're like, hey, let's go grab some lunch. Or, hey, but I find we always say like, hey, can I take you on a little date? Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's like, well, there's this store in our town called Lee's Right Way that we love. Lee's Right Way.
Shout out.
And it's like a health food store. And we go up there and get snacks and drinks and whatever. And I'll be like, hey, you want to go on a little date to Lee's? But I just think that language of like actually talking and using the word date a lot throughout your week is really important. Maybe more important than I've ever even kind of thought about that. Because I always want to be creating that word dating. Because when you stop dating, that's when, you know, you can start just becoming roommates. So that was one thought of using the word intentionally. Like, hey, and invite your significant other, your spouse, your partner, invite them. Like, hey, you want to go on a date with me? Or it could just be like, let's just run up and grab some snacks, or let's run an errand, or let's. So I think a date language is meaningful. And then the second thing, the other thing I love the date night signals is it sends a signal to our children that this is important. And I hope my kids grow up just thinking that's the norm. Like, I hope my kids grow up like, well, of course I'm going to go on a date every week with my spouse for the rest of my life because I watched my parents do it. And I think one of my proudest moments around mine and Melissa's relationship is it was a few years ago, and it was a Saturday night, and it was getting quite late on a Saturday night. And one of our kids, I think it was Tanner, he was like, hey, when are you guys going on your date? You've not on a date yet this week. You guys got to go on a date. And Melissa and I were actually planning on one. It was just we were getting out later than we thought, but then we wanted to. And I was like, that is so cool. There's a lot of things that I feel like, you know, my kids have caught from me that maybe aren't the most useful. But that was one where I was like, okay, that's so. Anyways, there's so much good that can come from it. There's so many signals that it sends. Melissa's way more likely to make out with me, you know, after date nights. And yeah, I would just really, and look, if you're not going on any dates at all, ever, start with one a month. If you're doing it sporadically, do twice a month. If you're already kind of a couple times here and there, just do it weekly. You won't regret it, I promise.
And we are in the phase of life where it has gotten so much easier. Like where Chris just was like, mentioned how some people would be like, hey, do you want to run over to Lee's Right Way with me? There were so many years where that was not a possibility. Just with little kids, it wasn't like ever going to happen. So like in that way, like spur of the moment like that. So if you are listening to that and you're like, yeah, that would be nice. Like your time will come. Just wait.
I remember us having dates though where it's a language you use. I remember us having the really little kids, putting them to bed and then saying, Kate, this is date night. And we put our phones away, watch a movie, play a game. So yeah, it's just all a creation and you can have fun with it.
And I think I mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating. If you are in that place with little kids or in a place where like, okay, financially, like how can we do this? Swap with a friend. You can swap like, hey, you go on Thursday, we'll go on Friday. You can just have a standing, like we had a neighbor girl who was like, every Thursday, we want you to come and babysit for us so we can go out for a couple hours. She would just come over every Thursday when we had little kids. I guess those are just two ideas for some common reasons why people say they can't do date nights. So you can, like, if it's a priority to you, you will find a way to make it happen.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I'll say, and for lack of a better way of saying it, it's just like our commitment to dating each other and going on dates, I think has been the single greatest predictor of where our marriage is headed, and maybe the single most impactful thing that we have done with consistency to strive to intentionally grow together. And with that said, I think it's time to go in and see if our table's ready. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I'll add one thing. And it's just fun. Like it's fun. Like Chris and I planned a couple of days ago. It was just yesterday. Okay, what night are we going to go out? And so we decided to go out tonight. It's a Thursday night. And it's something like we were able to anticipate together all day. And Chris was able to send me a message and be like, I'm so excited to go out with you tonight. And I just think just that anticipation and that like communication of like, I'm so excited to be with you. It's just fun. And then you get out of the house alone together. And it's just like a really amazing time to connect amidst like a busy lives and schedules and really prioritize each other. So.
I actually said, I'm so excited to date you tonight. Because again, that's intentional. Mm. Like start telling your spouse you want to date them and see what happens. See how excited they get. And then when you have the date set, like, I'm so excited to date you tonight. I'm so excited to date you tomorrow. It's just because look, how fun was it when you were dating? Mm-hmm. When you just like could not get enough of each other and you just like the only thing you thought about was the other person. And you made out like banshees every time you got together. It's just like, that's fun. And you don't have to lose the fun. Keep dating. Keep wanting to date. Keep pursuing each other.
I love it. And with that,
let's go make out.
I'll get some. I was going to say, go get some chips and salsa.
Okay, then later.
Okay. Have a great week and get yourself out on a date night this week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Family Brand Podcast. To say thank you, we have something really awesome we'd love to share with you.
You know, we often hear from families who will tell us that they just feel so overwhelmed because of the demands that are placed on them. They feel like they're constantly being pulled in so many different directions and spread thin, and they're spending time as a family, but they don't feel like it's quality time. They're not really connected and they want to be more intentional. And we can certainly relate because we felt like that at one point in our family. And so we created a guide that allowed us to really be more confident around how we spend time as a family and what we say yes to and what we say no to. And it's just brought so much more peace into our home. It's made our lives so much more simple. And we want to share it with you. So if you go to familybrand.com/free, you can download the How to Take Back Your Family's Time guide. And I can promise you it'll give you more confidence and more peace in your life and in your family.
One last thing. We feel so inspired when we hear from families that we are making a difference for them. We would love it if you would leave us a 5-star rating and a review on the podcast so we can reach even more amazing families. We truly believe that the way we change the world is one family at a time.